This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's been a year since floods devastated several Front Range communities. A new photography exhibit at Boulder's Dairy Center for the Arts presents the stark reality of the destruction and loss of the event. But as KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo tells us, the exhibit is also intended to be a platform for moving forward.
Some of the most trying and painful moments of the past year are the focus of flood, a thousand-year event. The images, perhaps counterintuitively, are meant to provide an opportunity for healing.
When you have a loss, when there's been a disaster, for us as the human race to be able to express that, to be able to talk about it, is healing in and of itself.
That's Mary Horrocks, Dairy Center for the Arts Curator of Visual Art and Education. Walking through the exhibit, Horrocks discusses the unmitigated contrast the 33 black and white and color photographs captured. Destruction and rebirth, restoration after loss, calamity, and, oddly enough, beauty.
You wouldn't know that it's not a coastal scene, unless you were aware of where it was taken.
That image, taken in Boulder by Richard Van Pelt, is among the perspectives of the Colorado photographers included in the Dairy Center exhibit.
So it's a really interesting juxtaposition that he's captured here. I mean, when you initially look at it, the horizon line is very bucolic, a typical Boulder setting almost. And then as you come down the length of the photograph, you see the sand and the silt and the misplaced trees.
It almost looks like a shoreline of an ocean. And that's what strikes me about the photograph that we're looking at right now.
So here we have Katie Harwood's work.
The one that to me is the most impactful is of cloth wrapped around a clump of roots that were uprooted in the flood, and if you look closely, you realize that what this cloth is, it's bedding. It was torn by the floodwaters off of someone's bed.
At first look, I thought it was a human covered in a blanket. So it becomes really difficult to look at because you think about this once did cover another human being. It was a source of comfort for someone, and now it's just been ripped away from them.
It's an extremely poignant image.
But humanity's relationship to the natural world is depicted in the exhibition without framing people as subjects. Mary Horrocks says that was a conscious decision.
We were very sensitive to not wanting to be blatant and ugly about the photographs and take advantage of the tragedy.
If not blatant, many of the images are blunt.
And these are the really dramatic photographs of loss that one might expect in an exhibit like this. The cars tossed around like children's toys, the homes broken into, and just the remains of what the waters did and what the water plus all the rock and debris did to homes as they swept down.
One photo diptych by Chuck Forsman shows a bedroom post-flood. If taken out of context, the contents would appear to be on a sandy beach. The image to its right is placid, an engraved marble tablet, part of a private sculpture garden in Lyons. Although broken in three, its inscription is intact.
And the message is, may you be filled with loving kindness, may you be well, may you be peaceful, and at ease. May you be happy.
Reading that brought tears to Horrocks' eyes. She said it reminds her of a larger message now that the floodwaters have receded.
We experience this together. We can heal together. We can rebuild.
For KUNC and Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Flood, a thousand-year event, runs through October 10th at the Dairy Center for the Arts in Boulder.